GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today we're diving into a peculiar alliance, a looming Bitcoin drop, and the latest in the DeFi disaster zone. Let's get right into it. First up, Ethereum's got a new band of unlikely collaborators. Ethereum protocols, the Solana Foundation, and a collection of direct market rivals have pooled together $300 million to cook up a rescue plan for the recent North Korean hack of KelpDAO's RS ETH bridge. This isn't your run-of-the-mill rug pull, but a full-blown state-sponsored cyber heist by North Korea's infamous Lazarus Group. The attack, which happened just 10 days ago, saw the group siphon off $292 million by compromising KelpDAO's Layer 0 bridge using a couple of poisoned RPC nodes. It's like playing chess against an opponent who swaps your knights for pawns when you're not looking. Now, this coalition is trying to play the long game, proving that DeFi can self-correct even when facing nation-state-level threats. The blueprint they've published is all about making affected users whole. While the idea of Ethereum and Solana working together feels like cats and dogs plotting world peace, this could be a pivotal moment for decentralization. If they pull this off, it could set a precedent for how DeFi communities address major security threats, and perhaps more importantly, manage to not tear each other apart in the process. On to Bitcoin, and what some are calling the Powell effect. Tomorrow marks Jerome Powell's last federal open market committee meeting, and while everyone's expecting a rate hold, history tells us that whatever Powell decides, Bitcoin rarely reacts well. In 8 of the last 9 meetings, Bitcoin has dropped within 48 hours, regardless of whether Powell decided to cut, hold steady, or wink ominously at the camera. It's like the market just doesn't want to hear what the Fed has to say, and with $79,000 potentially at stake, the tension is high. Kevin Warsh, Powell's successor, takes the reins in mid-May, and while he's known to have skin in the crypto game, whether that changes the market's volatile dance with the Fed is anyone's guess. Finally, this week's crypto landscape is a mess, a $606 million mess, to be precise. The DeFi sector has been bleeding cash thanks to a series of hacks and exploits over the past week. This has triggered an emergency congressional hearing, as if politicians can legislate away the incompetence and greed that often plague these platforms. Meanwhile, the race to capture America's burgeoning crypto derivatives market is heating up. Kalshi and Polymarket have both launched CFTC-regulated Bitcoin perpetual futures, vying for a piece of the $100 billion pie. It's a financial arms race where compliance is the new battleground, and both companies are hoping to outmaneuver each other in what could be a lucrative market. What does all this mean for you crypto builders and job seekers out there? Well, if you're in security, your skills are in demand more than ever. If you're navigating through the regulatory maze, there's a massive opportunity in helping platforms stay ahead of the curve. And for those dabbling in the art of DeFi, now might be a good time to rethink risk management strategies. The blockchain frontier is as wild as ever, but where there's chaos, there's also opportunity. That's it for today's episode of Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.